Maybe there is some tie between where we physically are in the world and how free we feel to rest and take space to be embodied and in touch with ourselves. And I say this not from a place of science or research or data, but simply because I find myself here in the city of Hobart, Tasmania, the farthest southern city in Australia, which is one of the southernmost countries in the world, in this tiny little neighborhood, and I feel so peaceful, and I find myself surrounded by such a peaceful energy, as if living here on the cusp of what feels like the edge of the world awakens a sense of relief and acknowledgement that there is finality, that there is importance in connecting with ourselves and taking time to slow down because we're on the edge of it all. And I sit here outlooking the garden in the backyard of my new cottage home, and I just get to breathe in the flowers and watch the tomatoes ripen just a bit more every day. I watch little white butterflies dance in the breeze and land on the roses, climbing up trellises far overhead. I listen to the kookaburra birds in the afternoon, scrawling and scratching their song. And I sit and I listen. And the more I sit and the more I listen, the more I feel. And I feel more connected to myself, more in love with myself and my life, more at peace in who I am and where I am and what I'm choosing to do, because I realize that what I do is not who I am. And stepping outside of the culture in which I was born, in the United States, and taking a new perspective here, way down under in Australia, I step back and realize how much stress I've put on myself, being entrenched in a society that tells me my career becomes me, that it is a label to identify with what I am, how I think, who I choose to be, that forward motion is the definition of success, and that success is the ultimate goal of life. But down under and here on what feels like the edge of the world, I find peace. I find myself in the quiet moments, in the lack of doing, in the nothingness, in doing yoga on the grass, dipping my toes in the ocean, smelling the flowers and making bouquets in old mason jars that I place around the house. I feel in love with myself by taking time for self-care, for silence, for breathing, for noticing how my skin feels in the sunlight, for taking the time to do all of the beautiful little things I've always said, oh, I'll do those someday. Like making my own oat milk and homemade hummus, watching my partner make pasta sauce for the two of us, taking an entire hour to walk through every part of the bulk grocery store, learning about different types of grains and dried fruits and things that are local to the area, washing dishes with a sense of ease because there's nowhere to be in the next 10 minutes. I can just look out the window watch the birds flying by, listen to the neighbors laughing, and enjoy even that, washing the dishes. And perhaps I didn't need to come all the way here to the edge of the world. And maybe geography has actually nothing to do with feeling at home within myself. But there's something to change, a change of atmosphere and people and environment that opens me up to a sense of aliveness and newness that is unmatched by anything else I've found by staying stagnant in routine, in a place that I know and that knows me. Because here, I feel more free to explore the new parts of me, the parts of my soul and spirit, my new passions unlocked, because I'm untethered by a world that I've created so perfectly. And here, I get to be free.